Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. I heard people calling in from Virginia and Hawaii and Idaho and California and South Dakota and Washington and Oregon and Montana and Maryland and Colorado and Michigan and Florida, Indiana, Ohio, New York, Texas, New Jersey, Canada, people from all over the place. And I'm sure there are dozens of other states and places and people that I missed. We've got hundreds on the line tonight, and we do that every Wednesday night when our owner and founder, David Sandoval, shares health and wellness secrets, nutrition secrets, ways to live a cleaner, greener life. And tonight's call is going to be really interesting. So for those of you who partake in caffeine, you know, coffee, energy drinks, soda, David Sandoval is going to talk about a really good alternative and how to derive the energy from within using green foods and the Purium products instead of caffeine and central nervous stimulants. So it's going to be a really interesting call. Should be relevant for not only everybody on the line, but importantly, you probably know somebody around the office, around the house that utilizes something other than natural ways to get energized. So take good notes for yourself or take good notes for your friends and family. And I'm going to introduce our owner, founder, chief science officer, and the author of the Green Foods Bible, David Sandoval, to tell us a little bit about how we derive the energy from within using green foods and Purium products. So thanks for being on the call tonight, David. David Sandoval, are you with us?
Hey, David, could you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yeah, I thought I heard you.
Awesome.
Perfect.
So, great. Well, you know, I am so glad to hear so many people on the call tonight. It's truly an exciting time to, you know, to be part of Purium because we have answers. We have answers for people who are really looking. I mean, I talk to people. I talk to kids. I talk to young adults, I talk to older individuals, and the crazy thing is they're all telling me very similar stories, you know, and they're, you know, you can understand if young kids are like, hey, I need a lot of sleep, because we know that, you know, teenagers need like 10 hours of sleep a day, but when they're awake, they're supposed to have energy. And we know that, you know, women going through menopause may be challenged for energy, or, you know, or somebody who is extremely elderly or, you know, then we see that. But when they all report the same symptoms, and with the proliferation, I mean, the crazy, crazy proliferation of energy producing, you know, whatever you want to call them, additions to our diet, whether it be in the form of coffee or in the form of a Red Bull or in the form of, you know, some other energizer, we all have to realize that our body has several amazing related yet separate ways of producing energy for you, making sure that you have abundant energy and endurance. And I wanted to talk about those tonight, and I wanted to actually relate each and every one of them to phytochemistry, each and every one of them to how you eat, each and every one of them to the gifts from nature, the superfoods or super herbs that we know can restore balance, can restore rhythm, and thus restore energy to your body. If you've ever tried to hold one of those balls that has the gyro inside of it, and if you get your hand moving just right, the energy gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And if you don't, then it actually feels really uncomfortable. Well, your body has a gyroscope. It really, really does. It has things called the Krebs cycle, named after Hans Krebs, who discovered it in the 1930s. We have the potassium-sodium cycle. We have hormonal cycles. We have adrenal support. And this is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of energy. Now, we're used to hearing about glucose and glucose plus oxygen. is where we get energy. You've heard of glycogen? Well, glucose plus oxygen, mix the words, just like pure and premium make purium, glucose and oxygen make glycogen. And glycogen is the fuel that our bodies want and need. And if we have an ample supply of glycogen, then we have an ample supply of energy. Now, we know that when our bodies can't get glycogen, that they look for another source of fuel. And that's going to be either protein or fat or hormones. And so that means it's either going to choose a pathway to the liver for fat or the kidneys for protein. Any runner has known that when you start running, that the first thing you do is you are going to get you're going to get energy from glycogen, from oxygen and glucose that's in your blood. That's readily available. Then, when it's not as much oxygen and glucose in the form of glycogen in your blood, then you're going to go to the tissue where there's glycogen stored. And after you go to the tissue where there's glycogen stored, you're going to go to the liver where there's glycogen stored. And that's when you get that side ache. You know what I'm talking about, runners? You know what I'm talking about when you're running and you got all the energy and all of a sudden, boom, you get that side ache and then you're tapping into liver energy. Liver energy is pretty sustained. There's a lot of energy stored in your liver. And so you go through that first, let's say you're running a mile, 2 miles, and you go through the first quarter mile or half mile, and you're doing pretty good, you feel energized, and all of a sudden, boom, you get this side ache, and you run through it, and all of a sudden, you've got abundant energy again. People call it your second wind. When you get that second wind, that's when your body starts tapping into more liver energy. But once that energy's gone, that's when we could start burning fat if we do things right. Or we could deteriorate our muscle if we do things wrong. We could adversely affect our hormones if we do things wrong. So after hearing all that, who wants to hear all about energy? This is going to be really awesome, I hope, for you, because I'm going to talk about stuff that other people will never tell you about energy. All these different related things that I think are really cool, that I found really interesting, that I took note of and learned from as this knowledge was exposed to me. So give me one moment. I'm just going to readjust the level on this phone so you can hear me better, and I'll be right back. Okay, I hope that's a little bit better. I hope everybody can hear me a little bit better. Now, first of all, let's talk about the Krebs cycle. The Krebs cycle is having to do, it's also called the citric acid cycle, by the way. And it's anybody who's in basic science will tell you that's cellular respiration. It's how your cells move energy in and out of themselves. You hear me talk all the time about how each cell is responsible for its own energy, how every cell needs a certain daily requirement of nutrients and energy in order to prosper, in order to function properly. Well, when you use glycogen, it actually is highly efficient when it's used completely. It takes two cycles to maximize your energy use. So in the Krebs cycle, what you're doing is you're taking and you're moving glycogen into the cell. It's being burned as fuel, almost like gasoline in an internal combustion engine, very much like gasoline in an internal combustion engine. And then the outgassing is basically CO2. And so we push CO2 out of the cell. We move energy-producing oxygen and glucose inside the cell, and boom, it explodes, just like an internal combustion engine, gasoline and oxygen. Here we have glucose and oxygen, and the outgas is CO2. As you know, we don't use CO2. Carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide are the results of two different internal combustion engines. One's a car and one's your body. Either way, that carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, is not good for us. Our body wants to move it out of the system. Now, when we have extreme efficiency, then we cycle the glycogen twice, and we have a minimum of CO2 to oxygen ratio. Or we cycle it once, and we have a lot more CO2 to energy ratio. So in order to maximize the Krebs cycle, you need to understand the potassium-sodium cycle. And the potassium-sodium cycle and the Krebs cycle are linked because the potassium-sodium cycle actually helps your body to get into a rhythm, a very proper rhythm of sleep, a very proper rhythm of elimination, a very proper rhythm of relaxation, and a very proper rhythm of energy as well. And here's the way it works. You see, in your body, you use potassium and sodium, but you don't use them at the same time. Your body either lets your cells be dominated by sodium, or it lets your cells be dominated by potassium. Now, in the potassium cycle, your muscles are tight, and they're firm, and they're firing, and they're ready for action. They're in the ready position. In the sodium cycle, your cells are relaxed, and the movement of synapses, the movement of, you know, energy from the brain to the muscles is really slowed down, because there's sodium dominating, and sodium is great for transporting energy and information inside the cell, but not outside the cell. And so once the sodium's hidden inside the cell, it stops moving energy from your brain and other into the cell, and that's good. And then that makes you absorb moisture. You absorb more moisture when there's more sodium. That's why, as you know, we weigh differently throughout the day. One time of the day we typically weigh less, one time of the day we typically weigh more. And when our body's in the sodium cycle, we weigh more. And when our body's in the potassium cycle, we weigh less. Because when our muscles are firing and squeezing, we're squeezing our organs. And we're eliminating waste. We're eliminating urine. We're eliminating, you know, and we're stimulating. And that's a good thing in the potassium cycle. And then in the sodium cycle, we're relaxing, we're, you know, moisturizing, we're lubricating, we're circulating, you know, and so the sodium cycle is a relaxed cycle when all the roads open up and everything, you know, and then the sodium cycle is a pump cycle. So think about it as, you know, rush hour versus in the middle of the night. During rush hour, there's a lot of energy being used. In the middle of the night, there's very little energy being used. So your body's the same way. At night, it wants to be in a sodium cycle. In the daytime, it wants to be in a potassium cycle. And in a potassium cycle, you actually might find over 10 times more potassium inside the cells when your muscles are firing. And in a sodium cycle, you could find 30 times more sodium than potassium inside the cell. And so it's a pretty cool thing. And my numbers may not be perfect, but I think you get the idea. Potassium is the energy cycle. Sodium is the sleep cycle. And when you have a proper sodium cycle, it lets your muscles relax. Your muscles get soft and supple, and that lets you sleep. And in the morning, when potassium jumps into the cell, it fires and it wakes you up, and you twitch a little bit, and all of a sudden you wake up and you don't know why. Because your body got a potassium energy rush. And you wanted to wake up. Your muscles, all those synapses, all those messages from your brain that weren't getting through in the sodium cycle, that were getting through really slow in the sodium cycle, are now getting through really fast. And you're waking up and you have energy. And that's God's way. That's Mother Nature's way. That's the real way. That's the real way to get energy. With a potassium sodium cycle working properly for you. Now that potassium sodium cycle that feeds the sleep cycle is going to be supported by a hormonal cycle. Now remember, the Krebs cycle is literally pushing proper energy. Let's back up. The Krebs cycle is pushing energy into the cells. And how does it do that? The only way to carry more oxygen, the only way to carry more oxygen is to produce more red blood cells. Well, guess what? There are published studies that show that you produce more red blood cells in your bone marrow, which is where they're produced, when you are consuming chlorophyll-rich food. Chlorophyll-rich food, green food, chlorella, spirulina, wheatgrass, barley grass, oat grass, alfalfa, everything in our best of greens. Everything in the greens we put into the power shake, everything in the greens we put into these ingredients, all of these greens fuel the increased production of red blood cells. Red blood cells fuel the uptake of oxygen. An oxygen-rich body is extremely high in immune capability, but also extremely high in glucose converted to glycogen instead of fat. When glucose or sugar has oxygen to match up with, it will create glycogen. When glucose does not have oxygen to match up with, it cannot. Consuming green foods increases the uptake of oxygen by increasing the production of red blood cells, reversing anemia as well. So the potassium-sodium cycle is fueled by green food as well, which have a beautiful ratio of potassium and cell salts, not salt as we know it from the table, but green foods are brilliant at helping to balance the potassium-sodium cycle and fueling that rhythm. So I'm going to explain one more thing about the potassium-sodium cycle, is that in the morning, when that potassium squeezes all your muscles and squeezes all of your organs, that's going to help you to push out waste that had managed to slide down into those organs because of the lubrication and the suppleness and the moisture created by the sodium cycle. The sodium supple lubricated cycle sets the stage for waste to be moved and transported and ready for elimination. The potassium cycle, the squeezing on our bladder, the squeezing on our bowel, creates the morning elimination cycle that's so vital to energy. If you're constipated, you're of low energy. I know this is a personal matter, but get up and eliminate and you feel energized. You feel free of the waste of yesterday and ready to tackle today. Again, my name is David Sandoval. You're listening to the Meet the Owners call. And we do this every Wednesday. We're about 9 minutes left in our call. I make a promise that I will keep this call to 30 minutes, and it's going to be a power-packed 30 minutes. I hope you're learning a lot right now. So let's move on to hormonal energy. Hormonal energy. Now, these are two different things I want to talk about. One is melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone. Melatonin affects your biorhythms. Melatonin affects your circadian rhythms, specifically within biorhythms. Your circadian rhythm is what triggers you to go into the deepest form of sleep. That deepest form of sleep is when our bodies regenerate, rejuvenate, when they rebuild, when they repair, when they do anti-aging and fat-burning processes. Yes, at night. We set the stage for using fat as energy. Amazing. It's amazing what sleep will do to provide energy. Proper sleep is a major energy producer. The potassium-sodium cycle leads to extreme energy upon waking, no need for coffee. The Krebs cycle leads to sustained energy throughout the day, no need for a Red Bull. Proper sleep, by balancing your biorhythms and supporting the melatonin levels in your blood serum. And as you know, our tart cherry concentrate is going to do that to the nines. And finally, after you're getting your deep sleep and waking up with abundant energy, waking up with the potassium-sodium cycle firing, having the Krebs cycle supporting you throughout the day, you are going to feel like Superman. People who have been through the 10-day transformation are like, what the heck is going on? I said, well, you're getting tart cherry every night, you're getting lots of greens all day, you're supporting your Krebs cycle, you're supporting the potassium-sodium cycle, you're supporting your biorhythms, and that's pretty cool. But what other hormonal energy? You've heard of Super Male Formula, which we are renaming. And we're going to announce that at our convention in 10 short days. If anybody saw my crazy invitation to the convention that I put on Facebook today, please give me a shout out after we talk after the call, as we always do. Hormonal energy could be provided when we have the proper balance of testosterone, when we have really nice activity of our stem cells and our HGH, we feel energized, we feel optimistic, we have high self-esteem. Do you know that having enough testosterone makes you have optimism and higher self-esteem? Did you know that women lose half of their testosterone from the ages of 18 to 40, more than half. So they don't feel optimistic. They don't feel energized by their optimism or their self-esteem. When you're feeling good about yourself, when you're excited about the future, you have energy, natural, abundant, feel-good energy, smiling, whistle, and a skip in your step type of energy. And you know it. So try the new super something formula, super male formula, and soon to be super something else formula, because it's not just for men. And I don't mean it's for women because they give it to their husbands. I mean they take it and they balance their hormones, they stimulate their hormones, they increase their testosterone, they start feeling optimistic, they start having higher self-esteem, they start feeling, looking, and acting like a younger person, and that is awesome. Now, we just have a couple minutes left, so we got to talk about adrenal energy, adrenal burnout, the stress of life tearing us down. We know that we want to take lots of green food, lots of astaxanthin to support the Krebs cycle and the potassium-sodium cycle, the tart cherry and green food to support the potassium-sodium cycle, the tart cherry and the super male formula to support hormonal energy balance. But what about adrenal energy? What about adrenal energy? Another form, very important form of energy, our fight or flight energy, that adrenal gland energy that says that when we're stressed out, our body's going to rise to the occasion and protect us from that stress. But what happens when that adrenal energy tank is empty? What happens when your line of credit, when your fallback position, when your credit card is maxed out? You know, if you spent your paycheck, that you've got that credit card, and this month, if you're overdrafted, you could borrow some money on your credit card, and you're going to regenerate, repay your credit card later. That's your adrenal system. What happens when your credit cards are maxed out and you have a crisis? Well, you're just not in a good position. That's what adrenal gland energy is. It's your fallback position. It's your extra energy. It's when nothing else is available that's what you use energy. And when that isn't available, you know what happens. Crises. Energy crises. So use some, be energetic. Use some white American ginseng to eliminate that stress to begin with. We have a recipe for adrenal support. We have a recipe for hormonal support. We have a recipe for increasing the Krebs potential, increasing the potassium-sodium cycles efficiency, for increasing biorhythms, supporting melatonin levels in the blood, increasing oxygen so it could match up with glycogen, maximizing the efficiency that our bodies use the fuel that is fat instead of protein and hormones, making sure that when our body chooses a source of energy, it goes to the liver first and not the kidneys. We control this with products like the Master Aminos that put you into an anabolic muscle building state, which means your body cannot go to the kidneys for protein. It won't be allowed. You understand that we have the recipe for maximum energy, sort of like what you're hearing from me right now, because I live on these things. And that's the way I want you all to feel. I want you to jump out of bed like I do early in the morning. We have our East Coast people, they email me at 9 o'clock their time, and they're surprised that I'm emailing them back at 6 o'clock my time. I have people in Hawaii emailing me at 9 o'clock their time, surprised that I'm emailing them back at midnight my time. And I'm energized, baby, the whole way through. And so could you be. Remember that we get together every Wednesday to talk about stuff like this. So if you like it, invite your friends. It's going to be recorded, so share it. And most importantly, you know, make it part of your life to understand how your body works. Make it part of your life to be the master of your own destiny. Know that stimulants are going to tear you down. They're going to shorten your life. It's proven that caffeine makes you irritable and confrontational. That's right. Think of Gollum and his little ring. When you can't have your coffee, it's your precious. You know it. And you'll do anything to get to it. Should anything have a hold on you like that? Should anything have a hold on you like that? My name's David Sandoval. This is the Purium Meet the Owners call. I want to share this stuff with you. I live it. I want you to at least consider it. I'm going to open up the call now, see if you guys have any feedback for me. Really appreciate you being here. Give me 1 second.
All callers are unmuted.
Hey, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much. Hey, Pat.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next Wednesday.
David, can you share your offer?
Okay, good night, y'all.